Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl Kristen, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This one's coming to you a little late, but considering I skipped some weeks now, this ain't that bad. It's just been a busy weekend heading into the holiday week, and I had schoolwork. I still got schoolwork. I'm going to actually go do schoolwork when I'm done recording this podcast. And just some other things, you know, just making sure I take care of myself and I'm paying attention to my body and resting and celebrating things and people. And so this was the first chance I got to record. I'm recording today. I don't foresee this as being a super long episode, but y'all know that can always go any kind of way. I feel like every time I say that, I end up with like a 30-minute episode. So we'll see what happens. So I hope you guys are doing well, right? Just a little holiday check-in. I know I did a reshare of a previous podcast the last time on what to do when this is not your favorite time of year, when this is not your good season. You know, I always think of that song, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And I used to believe that, like that used to really be true for me. And that shifted dramatically in 1995 when my grandmother passed away. It permanently shifted when my aunt passed away during this time of year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, in 1998. And then just several years of kind of some back and forth about what this holiday season meant to me. I think as I've gotten older and I've been more open, for me, God has begun to restore this time of year. It's still challenging. It still has hard things in it. There are still some days that I don't want to get out of bed. There's still some things I don't want to do. There's still a lot of solitude in the season for me. There's still a lot of tears in the season for me, if I'm honest. But there's also a lot of joy in this season for me. There are a lot of people I love whose birthdays are like right together. My friend Morgan's birthday is coming up. It's at the end of this month. My best friend Kelly's birthday is actually on Thanksgiving. My friend's anniversary is today. And I adore them and their love and what their love has produced. One of my best friends, her birthday is December the 5th. And my goddaughter's birthday is December the 6th. And my other really good friend, her birthday is December the 6th. Like, God has started adding just a lot of things in this season to give me these moments of joy, to lift my spirits, to remind me that joy is possible even in the midst of my sadness. I proactively go after joy in this season. If you've been kicking it with me for a while, you know, fourth quarter is when I produce a lot of my wins. So balancing all of that can be a lot sometimes. And then for me, in this particular version of this season, you throw being a PhD student in there. Now, I've been in school the last 3 fourth quarters. 2019, I was finishing my bachelor's degree. Last year, I was in the second semester of my master's program. This year, I'm in the first semester of my PhD. So I've been a student, you know, during the season for the last couple of years. But this year is just inexplicably different. I keep saying there's something different about a PhD program that people just do not prepare you for. It's a different way of thinking, a different way of moving, a different way of working that literally I didn't know what I was walking into. But we're here now, right? And we're gonna do our best to have success while we're here. And so that actually is a part of what sparked today's episode. I was talking to my Auntie Jackie. And we're just talking about different things, and you know, she's got some stuff happening. I'm really proud of her for celebrating her a lot in this season. If you followed me, you saw a couple weeks ago I got to go home and celebrate her retirement after 25 years as an educator. And she's moving into this next phase of life, and I'm super proud of her. So we talk a lot because I'm helping her with some of this stuff because it's my Auntie Jackie, and I don't care what I got going on. I'm gonna do if my Auntie Jackie need me, I'm gonna be there. And so in our conversation the other day, you know, we're talking about a big thing for me is reading. I love reading. I've always loved reading. I've been reading since I was 2 years old. But I wasn't really reading a lot in this season because I have to read so much for school. I'm talking about so much information to take in, to process, and to then hopefully be able to do something with. And as a result of having to do all of this academic reading, which is a bit of a different type of reading, I hadn't been reading for pleasure as much. Well, over the weekend, I think it was, I kind of said, I'm tired. I don't want to do any more academic reading. I'd had a book I started. It was Kenta Brunson's book, She Memes Well. And I wanted to just, I wanted to read for pleasure. I didn't want to read another article in that moment. I just want to read for joy. And so I just stopped what I was doing, took some time, and I read. And it felt really good. I didn't realize that I was close to the end of the book. So I finished the book, which was great. I was like, man, when's the last time I finished a book just for me? Finished reading something just for me that didn't have anything to do with something I was learning, but just pleasure. And I have all these books that I've purchased, but I ain't been able to read none of them. Or the reality is I could read them, but because I couldn't read them the way I wanted to, I wasn't reading them, right? I am a person who wants to sit down with a good book, be under my blanket, have my warm beverage, have my water, and just zone out and read for hours and hours on end. That's how I read. When I get really into it, I could read a book a day. Even when I was working full time, I could read a book a day because I could literally focus and zone out and just read. And I can't do that right now. I don't have that kind of time where I can read for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours at a stretch. You know, maybe if I get 30 minutes, I'm doing good. If I get an hour to just read, that's a win. Because my self-care, you know, is not reading every day. There are days when I need to do other things for self-care. So that can't even be like my daily self-care practice. And so I just haven't been reading because I couldn't do it the way I wanted to do it. And for me, I do a lot of stuff that way. If I can't do it exactly the way I want to do it, fine, then I'm not going to do it. And what I had to realize with this reading situation helped me realize is that I'm going to have to start going after some different kind of things. I'm going to have to give myself some grace. I'm going to have to open up some room to do things differently if I want to get them done in this season of my life, right? And so as I was talking to my auntie, one of the things I said, I was like, you know, I've recognized that while I can't do all the really big things I want to do right now, I'm going after these micro joy moments, right? And so I'm going after my micro joy. And I know I've talked about going after your joy before on this podcast, but I always talk about it. It seems like in kind of bigger things, even if they're like small moments, air quote, they're still like bigger things. You know, I'm going to, you know, sit down for an hour and color, or I'm going to, you know, go spend time with these people because they make me happy. I'm going to go do this thing. But I don't have the capacity to do that right now the same way. And so it's like, do I deny myself what I really want because I can't have it for as long as I want? Or do I go after what I want and appreciate the time that I get and then recognize that over time, it still adds up, right? So I've been reading more again, not for long stretches. I still don't have my 2, 3, 4 hours to sit down and zone out and get into a book. But today I read 2 chapters of a book for fun and it felt good. And I'm excited to, I have something to look forward to. I'm excited to get back to it, right? Going to spend time with my goddaughter and my godson. Right. I want to go and spend a morning. I want to spend 2 hours. I want to spend 3 hours. I want to spend an hour. But over the course of the last couple of weeks, we've had several interactions that have been less than like 20 minutes. Right. You know, if you know me again, you know, my thing now is I buy my baby flowers. My big girl loves her some flowers. Gigi started a thing earlier in the summer, towards the beginning of summer, into spring. I was going over there randomly one afternoon and I was going to Trader Joe's to buy my flowers. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy my baby some flowers. Right? So I go and get my, I give my sugar bear her flowers or some flowers. And her response was so big. It was so like over the top and oh my gosh. And so my, like my Gigi bought me flowers and she was so excited about it and just so over the moon about it that I've been buying her flowers every 2 weeks. Right. And so we've had a couple of moments recently where I had a bunch of other stuff to do. Right. The day before I went out of town, I'm saying right a lot today. I just kind of noticed that. But right before I went to Detroit, that day before I had an event at a local school. I had a hair appointment, had all this stuff to do. But I wanted to give my baby her flowers before I left town. And I wanted a moment to see her before I left town and to see my godson. He don't get like a biweekly gift yet because he don't really care about a whole lot. As long as he pierces eating, he's happy. But Sugar Bear is really passionate about getting these flowers. And so you know, I left for my hair appointment. I went to Trader Joe's, picked up some flowers. I texted her. I said, I know y'all are getting ready to go to bed. But I bought my baby her flowers. Can I just drop them off really quickly? And they were like, sure, I rolled through. I get to the house. My baby is so excited when they open the door. She's like, my Gigi bought my flowers. Cutest thing ever. Like, literally sweetest moment in life. We go in and I gave her her flowers and I helped her. She likes to arrange her flowers herself. She's very particular about putting her flowers in the vase in a particular way. And you cannot do it for her. So, you know. But I stood there with her. I handed her the flowers. She put them in the vase. We put the water in. I got hugs. I got kisses. You know, I love you, Gigi. And we laughed. And I got to hug my godson and give kisses and say hey to my friends and love on them. And I left. I was at the house maybe 15, 20 minutes. But when I tell you that I had my spirits over the moon for the rest of the night, not what I normally get to do. You know, I'm going around over there close to dinner time. My sister's usually trying to feed me because she says she don't think I eat enough. But didn't get a chance to do any of those things. Didn't get a chance to sit and catch up on life. Nothing. Because I still had to go home and get some homework done too and pack for my trip because I had an early flight. I didn't get to do any of that, but that was one of the sweetest moments I've had with them in the last couple of weeks. Sunday, baby needed to re-up on her flowers. Cool. Went, picked up flowers. Hey, are y'all around the house? I'm grocery shopping, you know, check in with my husband. These are with the kids. Went again, they're less than 20 minutes. Baby got her flowers. We arranged them. I get hugs and kisses and squishy moments with my sugars. I get to hug my friends and I leave because that's what that moment entails. And I had to go home and I had to do homework and I had to go home and get other stuff done. 15 minutes, micro moments for me because I want my full hour or more. But right now, I can't always do things the way I want to do them. But I do get a chance to get them done. You know, short conversations, short check-ins with people that I love. Cool. And I still get my big moments of joy. Don't get me wrong. Last night, I got to go out and spend a couple hours celebrating my best friend for her birthday. And it was amazing. It was beautiful and it was fun. But I don't get to do that every day right now. Those are bigger moments and I kind of have to wait. And they're, you know, in this season, they're actually really close together. I have a couple friends, like I said, whose birthdays are close together. So I get a lot of those celebrations. But on other days, I don't have 2 or 3 hours. I don't. And even if I wanted to try to make 2 or 3 hours, I have other responsibilities and obligations that are pushing me in a particular direction. And I want to honor those things and get them done. But I'm going to take my 15 minutes. I'm going to take my 20 minutes. I'm going to have my moments of micro joy. So that's reading 2 chapters of a book I'm interested in. If it's taking a 20-minute nap. If it's calling and having a 15-minute conversation. If it's 20 minutes with Parker, Elizabeth, and Pierce Xavier. To give flowers and give hugs and say I love you and get kisses. If that's what it is, I'm going to enjoy it. And I promise you, when I look back over my week, there are all these beautiful moments, all these micro moments of amazingness that have really, truly blessed my life. And I am grateful for them. And again, they add up. They mean a lot in the end. And so that's the self-care. What are the times where maybe you can't do the big thing that you want to do? You know, there's times I can't go out to dinner with friends, but hey, you want to grab a drink real quick? I can grab a drink. You know, you want to go to Starbucks real quick? I can do that. But I don't have, you know, the necessary 2 hours that dinner probably takes. Doesn't mean I don't want to see you. Doesn't mean I don't want to connect. You know, I always say I'm a friend that does real life with people. So I've gone to hang out with people, like a friend and I, we wanted to hang out one time. And she's like, man, that's the day of my workout class. And then after that, I got to go to XYZ. I said, I'll come work out with you. Because the point for me was being with my friend, right? And if we're together working out, if we're together taking a walk, if we're together and I'm helping you fold clothes, I'll do it because I want to be with you because that's where the joy comes from. It's not in what we're doing. It's in who I'm with. And if it's about who I'm with, then I want to get every opportunity to be with the people that I love. And if it's just me and it's about what I'm doing and what I'm focusing on, because it's just me, so I'm with me and I love being with me at all times, okay? Okay, great, thanks. That I'm going to get that 15, 20 minutes of doing what I really wanted to do and having that joy in my day. So in this season, where for some of us, joy can be hard to come by, I encourage you, I implore you to take every possible minute of joy that you can get. So, micro joy moments, let them be a thing in your world. Let them be a thing. Don't deny yourself any moment of beauty. Don't deny yourself any moment of connection. Don't deny yourself any moment of joy. You deserve them all. And when you begin to appreciate the micro moments of joy, more of them will present themselves. I had a really cool moment with an employee in Sephora the other night. We had maybe a 10-minute interaction, and it probably wasn't even a full 10 minutes. But that moment brought me a lot of joy. I met a woman in the Starbucks yesterday as I was leaving. Shout out to FAMU Rattler. She had on a Rattler hoodie, and I was like, what's up, Rattler? You know, we ended up talking maybe 10 minutes in a parking lot. It was such a sweet moment in my day of connecting with someone. And I'm just really appreciative of them all. And they seem to keep coming. They keep coming. They keep showing up because I'm looking for them and I'm taking advantage of them. And I do know that whatever you look for in life, whatever you're choosing to focus on and take advantage of, more of those opportunities will present themselves. So if you find yourself in a rough place, if you find yourself even just having a frustrating day, pause, reset, and say, open my eyes to these moments of micro joy that I may be missing because I'm focused on something else that I don't even really want to be focused on. And watch them come your way. And when they come, take them. Embrace them. Experience them fully. And let them energize you as you move through the rest of the things you need to do to get what you need done. My life will not be like this forever. This is a season. In this season, I have to adjust and adapt to make sure I still, in the end, have the life that I want. Even when it's not the exact picture that I would have planned. So, that's all I have for you today, friends. I love you so much. Make it an amazing day, week, month, year, as you finish out 2021, collecting all your moments of micro joy and letting them add up to a really big, beautiful picture full of joy and love in your life. Mwah. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So, till next time, be well.